And I've said for a long time that internet service in particular in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is overpriced and underpowered. And the other word you could add is unreliable. You're talking about when rain falls and you lose service and the like. We had a very extensive and expensive program called CASIP in the region, which put fiber in St. Vincent and connected the Grenadines with internet infrastructure. And I know for a fact that the other player, the other private sector player in St. Vincent and the Grenadines is on the verge of rolling out formally their own high-speed broadband service, which, because it is premised on the fiber backbone, won't be subject to those sort of weather-related challenges and will be quite fast. I don't want to do their promotional work for them. It's a private sector company. But quite fast and quite competitive in terms of price. And I hope that once that second player gets into the market in earnest, it will drive reforms and innovations in the dominant player in the market. I think that will happen.